Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Valerie with me, and of course, we're going to talk about some loans, some new loans, some old loans, some things to maybe save you a little money. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome to Real Estate and You. Hey, Valerie.
Hey, Scott.
So you've been busy, hadn't you?
We have been very busy.
Just a little trivia for you. You had a closing, a guarantee. And I don't know how many loans you've done for the people that work there and what all you've done. If you just pay them $100 bills or how you do it, but they love you down there.
We tried to be sweet, and we love them too.
You left the closing, and I appreciated the help you gave me. My little house, appreciate it. But they were just on and on and on.
Oh, that makes me feel good.
I was kind of embarrassed about
Nice matters.
Yeah, well, say you Yeah, so you were apparently pretty nice.
That was nice. That's right.
Kind of surprised.
But that's true, though. In our business, sometimes you don't see that all the time.
Well,
so that's good.
And I had to tell you that because...
Thank you.
You know, we always hear about, well, you didn't get this done on time, or where were you yesterday, or blah, 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 blah. But yeah. It does like to know what's up. But they really, really
Yeah, like to hear the positive things, too.
Yes, well, they did. Let's talk about several different loans, okay?
Okay.
One, again, another person bragging on you was Kay Keenum office.
Yes.
Kitty condo loans. I haven't even heard of Kitty condo loans in a million years.
Yes.
And apparently you just did one for her.
I did, for her and her children.
Yes.
And so we still do them. We don't do them as much. Back in the old days, we did them all the time.
Yeah.
20 years ago or so, we did them all in God world.
Bring that up, will
you? God world. Okay, so a kitty condo loan is basically an FHA loan where that you've got the kids on there, like college kids or even can be out of college, but they really do not have the income to qualify themselves, but they do have to have decent credit. And then the parents can go on it and make the loan work. And you get an owner-occupied rate and an owner-occupied down payment.
Wow.
Which is a good deal.
So who's it deeded to? The parents or the kids?
Both.
So it's in black.
Both. So let's say that for interest purposes, if the parents are the ones who want to deduct the interest because they're going to be making the payment, then the kids can't. If the kids are going to do it, then the parents can't. Of course, only one person gets to take the deduction.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool deal.
Because compared to
20% down and a high interest rate. I was talking to a guy yesterday, and he was asking me the difference because he wanted to call it a second home. And that's hard to do. Unless you're at the lake or in the country, something that really would actually be a second home, you can't really call it a second home. It's an investment property or it's owner-occupied. But if it's for your kid, you can put the kid on and you can get the owner-occupied rate.
So let's just say I've got a 14-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So in just a few years, and I say that, but you don't want to be like that.
Right.
Let's say she goes off to like Tech or UT or UT or maybe even UT.
I think you've actually bought a house at Texas Tech before.
I've bought a couple of
houses. I think you bought a house
but
in Lubbock for
but
that
I did
reason.
I did do that.
You did?
That was for my oldest daughter.
Yes.
But on this one, what I like, I didn't have to come with 20% down. This one, I could do the FHA and do the 3.5% down.
Correct.
And get a good rate because in 4 years, it'll probably be higher rates.
Yes, but what you want to do is start preparing that kid now for having credit, like not at 14, but like when she gets to be about 16 or 17.
She's already a professional charger.
Oh, is she? Okay. You want her on a credit card.
No, I don't.
Yeah. You want her on a credit card. You want to develop.
Okay, parents, maybe this isn't a good idea at all.
You need to develop their credit.
Yeah, that's
doesn't
what
mean
you
give
do.
Them the credit card, but like get one in their name, buy a tank of gas for them or something, but start developing the credit. Because the bad thing is when I get someone in my office that's in their mid-20s, they've never had any credit. That's hard. That's very hard. So establish the credit when they're younger.
So that's a pretty cool deal.
You do have to be 18 to be on the loan.
So, but the thing is let's think about this just for a second. You help me with it, make sure I'm right. Okay, you got a kid going off to school.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're like me, they may be there more than 4 years. I was on the 5-year plan. You know, to tell my dad, I said, a lot of people go to college. He goes, they're called lawyers and doctors, Scott. You're neither one. But anyway, but say for at least 4 years.
Uh-huh.
So, and I need a tax deduction. And you're going to need all the, if you're sending kids to college, you're going to need all the deductions you can get.
Right.
So instead of paying rent and getting nothing,
that's
I can now own a house.
That's right.
They
can
have roommates.
Rent out rooms. Yeah,
which is what we did before.
Make the payments.
And, yeah, but we're close to making the payments and deduct the interest.
Mm-hmm. Smart idea. Very smart idea. We do quite a few of them at different times. Case was the first one I've done recently. But, I mean, it seems like it goes through spurts. But I've done a lot at Lubbock. For kids that are going to Texas
Tech. I'll guarantee you, folks, in fact, you know what I've been asked to do, and I'm doing this on the radio where you can't say no. Do you remember about a million years we did some financial
seminars?
Seminars.
Mm-hmm.
They said, y'all need to do that again.
We do. And I've thought about that, just haven't done it.
This would be one, because we have so much time, but this would be a perfect one to do, and I guarantee it, I'll illustrate it out. But I guarantee if I take the tax breaks off,
right,
I bet you could pay for a majority, and it's going to be expensive, but a majority of your kids' education that way.
You may could. Versus, you may could, compared versus, to rent.
Yeah, if you're saying, okay, I'm going to spend rent, because it's not cheap up there.
No.
Or anywhere, especially right. Austin right now.
Yeah.
So instead of paying rent and getting nothing, having that almost, and really paying nothing because you have income coming in.
Yeah. No, I think it's a smart idea. We do, like I said, we go through spurts and we'll do quite a few of them. And I've got plenty of parents that I have done for each child. I have done something
okay, well,
for them.
I'm thinking out loud. But what my dad, when I went to UT, had a condo. He bought a condo. And he didn't give me any money. But he said, you get a roommate and then you can have the rent. So basically,
you're
my
so
dad.
You're so full of crap.
No.
Your dad is like.
No, I'm not sitting
here. Poor Scott.
No.
He didn't get no money.
I'm going to bet your mother
gave you money, your dad gave you the condo.
Okay.
Okay, well, there
but
you
my
go.
Point being is, you have a kid going, citizen, okay, here's your, some money to you know, live on. The rent. See, this is why people like her show. She gives me a hard time. But you have, let's say you have buy a house, the kid has two roommates.
They can help pay.
They can
make some money for the people.
Yes.
That's true.
See? That could be a big turnaround. Big, big deal.
Pascal's laughing himself right now.
Yeah, okay. Okay, moving on to other subs.
Let's talk about bond just a little bit. I know we talked about that a couple of months ago or whenever we talked last. But it seems to be like that's becoming a little bit more popular right now because you don't have people who have much money. And so what I like to explain to people is a bond loan for first-time home buyers or someone that hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years, and we even have some that if you have, but you can't own a home right now, is a good program if you don't have any money. It is not a good program if you've got your own money down or you can get a gift from a parent or somebody, a relative, okay? Because the interest rate's about a point higher. But it is a good program. It is a good program, and we're doing quite a
what
few
the
of
rates,
them
so?
Right now. They're about a point higher, so right now they're like at 4 7/8.
Okay, let's just be honest. If you don't have money, you have to pay. Right.
Right.
You looking for something?
Trash can.
Are you getting bored?
I've got gum in my mouth.
Okay. If we do a radio show, she puts a piece of gum in her mouth. Most people take it out.
Thank you, sir.
But here's this. I'm going to tell you a story, and this still, and I may make somebody mad on
it's
the rent.
Another college story.
The rent to own stuff. And I asked them, they said, because it was real expensive. I was sitting on a rent house to rent a refrigerator. The guy told me, I said, why in the world would I do that? And I go to Sears and buy one of my payments $25 a month.
Right.
He goes, because you can't, if you don't have anywhere else to go.